Good evening, Abosai. Good evening, good evening. Hope you're well. It's unfortunate I can't tear myself into two. I wish I could. I'd have done it many times if I could have. Unfortunately, I'm unable to tear myself into two. Have, from now until Sukkot, another commitment, which makes it difficult for me to be in two places simultaneously at 8 o'clock. But I do feel that cancelling share is not really an option because it's mamash b'tel Torah d'Rabim, and it's not right, especially learning such geshmak halachas, such important halachas, it would be wrong to cancel shem altogether. So, assuming that, so it's a bit of a difficult balance. So, Baruch Hashem, I only had the idea. I was breaking my head. What should I do? Because I really do have two commitments, and it's so I've Baruch Hashem, we've got very privileged. We've got very choshev Talmud Chacham in town. It's a schus for Edgewood to have Talmud Chacham of Rosh Koel, Rosh Chabura, Hagon, Reb Shaul Steinberg Shlita, who has kindly agreed. This is the first time since the shiur started, I think, in how many years? 6, 7 years? When did we start? First time that I'm actually asking somebody else to give a shiur. But with Rav Steinberg Shlita, I'm confident that the shiur will be on a much better, more geschmacker level than what I can deliver. So for just a few days, mamash a few days, I'll it's a few shurim this week, and then a couple of shurim next week, just in order not to keep the momentum. And I don't think cancelling shir is an alternative. So we've asked Rabbi Steinberg Shlita to give the shurim on Hilchas Atzmona and back to normal Be'ez Hashem after Sukkot. So this will just I'm very privileged that Rabbi Steinberg is going to be giving the shir for the next few days. Fine. Okay.
Okay, we're starting Rishon on Dalet. That's what Rabbi Emanuel told me. And actually, it's a very interesting halacha. It's very relevant halachas. And we're going to talk about somebody who, a few minutes before Shabbos, suddenly realizes...
Sorry, which Simon and
Riyad? Reish Nun Dalet. Simon Reish Nun Dalet. The beginning of the first Sif. In the regular Mishnah Berurah, it's page 48. I don't know how it works with the Dershu ones. We're talking about somebody who, Erev Shabbos, suddenly realizes, a few minutes before Shabbos, he realizes he doesn't have food for Shabbos. Doesn't have a chalent, doesn't have chicken for the Friday night meal. So now he wants to put on quickly a chalent 5 minutes before Shabbos, put it, let's say, on a low gas, and until tomorrow morning, it will cook, right? He's got to put it on, it'll come out on, as Shabbos comes in, it's actually raw, because he's just put it together now, the potatoes, the meat, all together and into the pot. But through the night, it will cook slowly. By tomorrow morning after Shachris, it will cook. Can he do such a thing? Right, that's what we're going to speak about. It could be relevant to chicken and potatoes for the Friday night meal. It could be relevant for the cholent. It could be relevant for the Shabbos kettle. He suddenly realizes he has to put the Shabbos kettle on. He puts it on 2 minutes before Shabbos. He's not cooking on Shabbos. He didn't do anything on Shabbos. He did it all 5 minutes before Shabbos. But the cooking is happening through Shabbos. Right, it's slowly happening through the night till the next morning. So what's the problem? The problem is, like you've had in the previous simon, and the problem is shema yechase. And that means, because he's just started the cooking 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in, so he's watching this chonot, he's very worried, will this chonot cook? So as he's watching the chonot over Shabbos, he might come to stoke the flames, turn up the gas in our language, right? We don't have any stoking. Don't have any coals, and we don't have stoke these big sticks. But he'll turn up the gas because he's worrying about the chonot. We normally have our chonot cooked before Shabbos. So when Shabbos comes in, nobody's worrying about the chonot, about the chicken and potatoes. But here, because he only actually put it on the flame 5 minutes before Shabbos, and it's actually raw as Shabbos comes in, even though there's no bishul taking place, because he did it all before Shabbos. And that happens by itself as Shabbos comes in is not called bishul. That's not cooking. But the problem is, because it's raw and he's worrying about it, he might, over the night, come down in the middle of the night to smell it, to turn it, to taste it. He's worrying about it. It's not cooked and he needs it for tomorrow morning. That is the shaila that we're going to be speaking about at the beginning of this sif. So we're going to start. Afal pi shebosa chai mutar lahashohisoi. Even though, so the mechaber starts straight away, that it's mutar to put a big piece of meat on the flame 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in, says the Mechaber, Hani mini b'kedera, but only in a pot. Pot meaning only cooked. That means If you want to cook meat, you put it in a big pot, take a big piece of raw meat, fill it up with water, put the meat inside, that's fine. That would be mutter. Aval bitzri, if you want to roast the meat, you're not allowed to do it. Why? What's the difference between roasting and cooking? Because roasting happens quickly, cooking takes time. Cooking that takes time is mutter. Roasting that takes quickly is osa. Why? Because cooking that takes time, a chalent, okay, we're cooking it. It takes 10 hours for a chalent to cook on a low flame. It can take a really good long time. So he's not worrying about the chalent. He's not watching the chalent. He switched off, finished. He put it on till tomorrow morning. That's it. Nothing I can do about it now. It's going to take hours. He knows it's going to take hours. I don't mean because chalent eats on Shabbos morning. Let me just put that disclaimer in. It's not because of cholent is Shabbos morning food. It's because cooking takes a very long time. And when something takes time, you switch off it. You don't sit up hovering over your cholent to see how it cooks. But roasting is a quick way of cooking. It's quick. So because it's quick, you're watching it. Oh, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, it's going to be ready. So you watch it, you turn it up, you turn it down, you put it, you're worrying about it because it's going to be ready. So the Mechaber tells us to put on a piece of meat on 5 minutes before Shabbos is mutter, but only cooking. Why? It's going to quickly cook, and because it's quickly cooking, he doesn't switch off it. He might come and to turn up the flame or stoke it or do something. Says the Mechaber, that's only by meat, cow meat, or ox meat, or goat's meat. But meat of a lamb, or of a chicken, it's cut up into pieces. Mutter, even tzli is mutter. Even tzli is mutter. Ah, maybe he'll come to stoke up. Maybe he'll come to turn up the flames. In tzli of chicken and lamb, he won't come to stoke it. Why? Nobody messes around with the cooking of chicken and lamb. Because if you mess around with it, he'll burn it. He puts it on, he switches off it. Even though it's happening and he's watching it, he won't touch it. Because you don't, I asked your wife, I don't know, that's what Mechaber tells me, that your person, when you cook chickens, you don't mess around with it. Nobody's going to come and turn up the flame or stoke it or do something to it. You leave it because you're worrying you're going to burn it. Shema Yischarich, yes. No, we're never worried about turning off. It's an interesting point. He's asking, maybe you'll turn it off because you're worried about it burning, right? That's what you're worrying about. Yeah, it's an interesting point. But we don't find that you might turn off the flame because the maximum you just take it off. You don't need to turn the fire off. Everybody knows that you're not allowed to stoke flames on Shabbos. What does it mean over here? You're going to stoke it. Why? It's ridiculous. Everybody knows you're not allowed to do that. It doesn't make such big mistakes like turning off fire. It's just when he's hovering over the gas and he's checking the chalent, or give a push. Where those days it was coals, so we'll give it a bit of a blow or something. He'll do something little. Big action, like putting out the fire, taking a big jug of water and pouring onto the fire like in the olden days or today, turning the gas off. Nobody's got a dream of turning gas off on Shabbos. We're worrying about that little pa'ula, that shema yechase. So we're saying, buy regular meat. If it's cooked, no problem at all. Why? Because you switched off, it takes hours anyway, no problem. If it's roasted, so it is a problem. Why? Because you're watching it cooking because you know it's going to be finished any minute now. So Mimela, you're going to just watch it. Once you watch it, we're worried. You get involved and involved, you'll start doing something. But, says the Mishnah Mechaber, only meat of an ox or of a goat. But lamb or chicken, which are cut up into pieces, so you won't touch that because it's dangerous to chuck chicken. Sorry?
Is there a problem putting on the hot plate where there's no controls?
Oh, so here we're talking about cooking, and we're talking about on a gas. If you put it on a hot plate, it's fine. You could put, if your hot plate cooks, because not everybody's hot plates are strong enough, but if you could put your chalent or anything on a hot plate, which is, you've got no controls, I mean, no buttons turn up and turn down, that's fine also, because there's no shemi yechasa again, because you can't do anything, even if you wanted to. We're talking about over here where, on a regular basis, you're 5 minutes before Shabbos, and you're running about, your chalent is raw, you're going to put it on a low gas, or on a low electric burner or something, and then we're running, you might turn up or turn it down.
The chalent, the one we've got, the chalent pots, they do have
the crock pots. Yes. Yeah. These big have the
so then you won't be able to put 5 minutes before.
No, you won't be able to put it 5 minutes before Shabbos. We come on to another issue, which might make it a bit better, but we'll come about to that in a minute. But on a regular basis, you won't. You have to make sure as Shabbos comes in that it's cooked. But okay, but remember, because of the meat, you don't have to worry. How much is there water in your jar? There's water in your jar. So it's cooking, and we said cooking is mutter.
It would be mutter.
One second, but there's potatoes in, right? And there's beans. Yeah. So meanwhile, we're talking about meat and potatoes. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, sieve, cotton, hay. What about, we're talking about meat, we're talking about meat which is cooked, meat which is roasted. It says the Mishnah Berurah, kosu achinim, simulation on gimel, the mini kidneys, the yurokos, that means beans, barley, these type of seeds, the yurokos and potatoes, carrots, the sh'ar dvarim rakim, there even a kadera is also. So if your chalent has potatoes and carrots and beans in, because of the meat, not a problem. It's cooking, it takes hours, the meat, and it does take hours. Right? But the potatoes and the barley will get cooked smoothly, so quickly, so that the problem is because of the potatoes, not because of the meat. Right? So again, so your crock pot will be also if you're putting on anything other than meat. But the meat itself actually won't be the problem, because as we said, the meat you switch off. Is that clear? Okay, so let's carry on. So
maybe if you've got the meat in there with it, maybe that might help. Here's just talking about they only got.
The yes, there is a Gemara like that. It might come up later, but there is such a svara. Not over here. There is a way the half the pot is cooked and half the pot's not cooked. You're talking about. You mean yach? There is such a svara. I don't see it over here. I wonder. It's a good shaila. Yeah, you're right. You're right. The Mishnah Berurah is not saying that. The Furush. But I don't know if that svara that you're saying is true. I don't know. It would need checking. I hear. There is such a svara in a different context that if half-half, we can rely on the half that's mutter. I don't know. I don't know what the answer would be in that shaila. Sorry, what?
I think like this learned gentleman says, Rabbi Cohen, in his Sefer, the series on Shabbos,
right.
I think he says that if you put a piece of raw meat in a cholent on Friday night just before Shabbos, and I think he says that it is mutter in that respect.
Yeah, but
keep it on. But I might be wrong.
No, you are right. But what is he talking about? Is he talking about where the whole thing is raw or where you've got a cooked chant and you put in a piece of raw meat and then it's a whole different shaila. There is a Gemara, there is such a halacha. But there's a different, we're talking about here where everything's raw. Right. Is he talking about everything's raw over there or is he talking about where half of it's cooked and half of it's raw, which is a different shaila? Okay, that's why I'm not sure. That's why what he's saying could be, because there is such a svara and there is a Gemara like that. The question is whether it's said in this context as well. It's not. The Gemara's not talking about this context. The Gemara's talking about something where it's half cooked, half not. We're talking about everything's raw. So it could be, I don't know. That would have to be asked. Right. Okay, so let's carry on. So we said now, but chicken is not a problem, even roasted. Why? Because you're not going to mess around with chicken. We're going on the third line of the Mechaber. Because chicken doesn't need a lot of cooking. Chicken, it quickly gets already cooked, so you're not going to stoke it. But if you put it in the oven, and you sealed the entrance, the doorway to the oven, then, whether it's a whole chicken, which is also awesome, then if the whole oven is sealed, then it's all mutter. Why? We're not worrying about him being mechato, stoking. Why? If he's going to open this oven, the ruach will go into the oven, and the tanu will become cold. Mechava is telling you a very important cooking rule. If your oven is sealed and closed and it's boiling hot in there, don't open it up in the middle because you're going to, a big gush of cold air is going to go in. The food will get this cold freeze for a second, even though obviously it'll heat itself up very, very fast again because it's very hot in there. And that cold freeze will ruin the food. Therefore, says the Mechaber, if you have sealed off your oven before Shabbos, you put your meat in there. You put your osadika meat. You're not allowed to put meat in, right? Because it's sleet, it's roasting, and you've got to worry about it. It might be shemi yichasa. But you put your meat in and you sealed it off. Then it is mutter. Why? Because you're never going to open up this oven. Because you'd be silly to open the oven. When you open that oven, cold air will come in. It'll ruin your food. So nobody does that. And therefore, we don't worry about you opening the oven. If you don't open the oven, well, there's no way of getting to the coals to be mechasa. That is the the mechaber. Says the Rama, Hagav, in chilik baze im huchay legamri oish shenispashal ktsas. This rule is not, is no difference whether you started 5 minutes before Shabbos and therefore it's completely raw, oish shenispashal ktsas, or it's already a bit cooked. That means even if it's a bit cooked, it doesn't help. If it's already kamachol ben rusoi, if it's already kamachol ben rusoi, which we had in the previous simonim, where it's a third cooked or half cooked, that's a machlikas that we had at the beginning of Simon Reish Nun Gimel. That might be already mutter. But if it's only the special ketas, that means less machon ben rusoi, or it's raw, then there's no question about it, it is osa. If it is machon ben rusoi, that's a machlikas, mechab and ramah, we are more noite lehokil, it means if it's already kemachon ben rusoi, you might very well be allowed to do it. V'chol zman shechalal haguf shalim, afar pish ein olav roshe v'krov mikri shalim. That means this cut-up chicken, which we said is mutter, but if it's a whole chicken, it's also, v'chol zman, it's a whole, even if it's heads off, that's still called a whole. Says the Ramon. Now, the Ramon comes to be mechilik on the mechaba, on a different thing. She says like this. V'yish machmirin, the sovereign, the betanu tuach betit hakol shori. The mechaba, and the Ramon comes to say a huge color over here. That somebody, something which is completely sealed off, it's in gansam mutter. That means tzli, kdeira, bosa oif, bosa shoir, eitz, everything is mutter. The reason being is because when it's sealed, before we said when it's sealed, then we will never open it because cold air will never come in. The Ramah saying it, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Ramah saying a new svar, that the reason why it's mutter when it's completely sealed is because you cannot reach those coals. It's pashut, not practical to get to the coals. You look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Tzivkotan Yudalad, Hakol Shori, Rotzolim, Afilu Bekadeira, even a pot, Minispashal Ketas, Dulish Chashinon Shiftechenu Vyechase, Kivan Shu Sosom Betit, Ve'ene Mochen Echatos. Since it's sealed with tit, they used to obviously seal off the ovens with this tit, and you'll never come to be Mechase because it's not in front of you. Mechitu, like we said before, like we said, that it's not something a guy is going to go out of his way to go do an Aveir of Shabbos. Chitui is, he's so involved in his food and he's so worried about his chonot or his chicken or his meat or his soup, whatever it is, he stokes the coals, he does something to the coals. But if the whole oven puts it in, Erev Shabbos, 5 minutes before Shabbos, seals it off, closes it, gone. Then it's fine because he's not going to turn it up, stoke it, it's gone. And therefore, that could be a relevant halacha for us because we spoke about crock pots, and you can speak about every regular oven. Sorry, what?
So, what's the still only caravan?
So
why is that it's problems have cold air coming in if you open it?
No, so if the cold air will come in, it will ruin the meat because the Mechaber says, Yiskasha habosa v'yafsid. The boss will get hard and it will get lost, it will get ruined. And therefore, nobody's going to be silly enough to open the oven. So what we're worrying about, maybe I'll open the oven and start stoking, nobody's going to be stupid enough to open an oven and start stoking it, because he knows very well, as he opens it, the gush of cold air will come in and ruin the basa. That's the Mechaber's svara, why it's mutter when it's sealed. The Ramah's svara is when it's sealed, it's a totally different svara. And that is, because it's poshut sealed, how are you going to be mechassin? You can't get to the coals, there's no way of getting there, they're it's sealed. Now, so therefore we come back to the crock pot, or ovens, or other things. What happens if you put your food in the oven and you close off the oven, and then besides that, you take out the knobs of the oven. You take these plastic, these pieces that turn 9, 8, 7, 6 up and down. You actually take them out. If you pull them, and you can take them out. Don't take any guarantee. If you crack it when you take it out, don't come back to me. But you can't actually pull them out. But if you pull them out, so it's like it's sealed, because there's no way now you're going to turn up or turn down the flame over here because you cannot reach it. Because unless you put your fingers in and you start twisting it, but that's already far-fetched. It's still a bit worse than a sealed oven, but it's still far-fetched. So maybe it's good enough. You've taken out the knobs.
What about the what we learned the other week, where you put a sheet of metal with it overlapping the knobs?
Oh, a sheet of metal overlapping the knobs. Put a piece of sellotape on the knobs. Yes, also put some sellotape on the knobs. That could all be a shayla and it could be mutter. It's a mechlekas. Yeah, that's mamish the same shayla. Can you put a... It's all ways of preventing of you with absentmindedly turning it up or turning it down. Because you've just done it. It's a mechlekas in the chonim today. Shimon Vosner and Shevet Halevi's mate. He's mate. They say from Rabbi Yashav he wasn't so keen with the whole idea. The reason why one would be not so keen about the idea is because Chazal spoke about the heker The hekem is the sign that a person makes by sealing off the oven. Now, pulling out the knobs is not a sign. It's practically just hard to turn it up and turn it down. But it could be Chazal wanted more than just making it practically difficult. Chazal actually wanted there should be some hekem, a sign for yourself. Sealing off the oven is a sign. Okay, but that would be very well. That means, so therefore, your crock pot, if you want to put cholent on, if you could put a piece of sellotape across the knob on your crock pot, it might be mutter. It's a machlokes in the poskim of today, whether that is mutter. Yeah, is that clear? Oh, says the man, so let's go through the remark. V'yesh machmirin v'soyrin debetanu tuach betit hakol shori. If it is tanu which is sealed with tit, hakol shori, everything's mutter. Basa oiv, basa tzri, basa shori, anything. Deiru, anything's mutter. V'agabe ha'ish shuhu megula. Open fire. Hakol osser. It's all osser. Now, what's open fire for today? I was thinking, I was trying to think of a moshel, open fire. I don't know. Any of you been to Israel? A shawarma. Have you ever go to a shawarma place? The way it is a shawarma is a very Israeli food. And that is, it's like this big piece of meat with a stick, metal stick going through the big piece of meat. It's like a big round piece of meat. There's a metal stick going through it. The metal stick turns around slowly. And there's a fire around this. And it turns slowly and it roasts. And it roasts and it roasts the whole time. And then they come every so often and they shave off with a shaver little strands of meat. They wrap it in a sandwich and that's shawarma. If you ever go to Israel, try it. It's something good.
You've got, I'll say you've got it in
Kegaru. They have the same thing with you? Oh, okay. So you don't have to go all the way to Israel. Around the corner. Okay. But that is the equivalent of today, maybe, meat directly on the fire. Meaning, even in the olden days, it wasn't a regular thing to put the meat directly next to the fire. Right? So nowadays, I don't know how it was in those days, but nowadays that would be the equivalent. If somebody wants to make himself a shawarma on Friday night, so that's the remor, agabah ha'esh, shumaguna, hakol osa, chicken, meat, anything, it's all osa. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says it a bit earlier. Because you can reach it to the Mishnah Berurah and see if you've gotten Yod. Because you can reach to the fire straight away, you're going to very easily be Mechasa. But let's take one more step. Uvetanu Shepiv Mechasa. Again, it's not sealed. It's an open, it's a fire, but the fire is covered. El She'enu Tuach Petit, Ozye Shechalik. Then says Ramon, I agree with the Mechaber that there's a chilu between Gedi V'oiv for the Shah Basa. Kederech Shenispari V'ochinog as far as you. That means Ramon saying there's three types. There's a tanu which is sealed, it's mutter. There's H which is Megula, the shawarma style food, or barbecue. A barbecue might be the same thing. You know, you got this barbecue, you put the food straight on the flame, that might be the same thing, also be asa. And then we have something which is a closed oven, not a sealed oven, which the Ramah says, they actually like the Mechaba. I say that if it's oif and gedi, if it's chicken and lamb, no, it's fine, you're not going to stoke it because you're going to burn it. And if it's a shoyu and a shoyu and aiz, if it's ox meat and goat meat, then if it's in a pot, it's mutter, and if it's tzli, it's osa. That's this halacha. Sif beis. Yeah?
I'm not quite sure, maybe I'm practically speaking. So when we seal it, how would it be sealed?
So it'd be the oven. So the Bechoyne talking about putting a lock on the oven.
An actual lock. Oh.
Yeah, you'd have to actually, it's not enough to do with the knobs. You also might have to do it on the oven as well. And that is because even though today opening the oven, there's nothing you can do inside the oven, right? Mr. Ezekiel is bringing up a point, actually, I didn't mention, and that is we spoke about taking the knobs off. That might be already a way of not being shemi chase because you can't push it, can't turn it up and down. But that might not be enough because in the time of Chazal, besides, there was another aspect, and that is you couldn't reach to the source of heat. And in here we have an interesting thing nowadays. The knob is where the heat starts, but the source of heat, where's the heat? Go inside the oven, put your hands on the side, you'll feel the source of heat. That's where it is. So we actually split the what brings about the heat to the source of heat itself. So even it might not be enough just to take the knob off. You might also have to seal the whole oven with a piece of sellotape, a lock or something. Maybe you put a piece of sellotape on. You could open it on Shabbos. You can open it. Take the tape off. Yeah, snap it off. You can open it. If you put it on Shabbos, before Shabbos, then you can take it off on Shabbos. So that might be also a point that I might have to do that as well. Okay, ein sif beis, ein soinin bosa botzin ubeitza u bosa gabi gecholim. You're not allowed to roast. Now here we're talking about directly. Till now we're talking about ovens. We spoke about the shawarma, which is next to an open flame, but not touching the flame. Now we're talking about putting botzin, an onion, beitza, an egg, or a bosa, a piece of meat, a gabi gecholim. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do it. This is even more chamor. Why? Unless it's ready roasted before the Shabbos comes in. Mishneitz dodo from both sides. Kamach ben dosoy. Shuchatzi b'shulay. You need to be cooked from both sides. Miboydoim kamach ben dosoy. Afilu bosa gadi. Even if it's lamb meat, which before we were makel about lamb meat, because we said lamb meat, the person not going to stoke. Why won't he stoke? Because he's going to burn it if he stokes it. Here we're machmir. Why? The kiven sheniach hakabicholim. Since he put it directly onto the coals. This guy doesn't care to burn his meat. If you put your piece of meat straight on a black coal, you obviously don't care to burn it, right? Because you're putting it on the flame, on the black coal. You don't care about this piece of meat. If you don't care about this piece of meat, we don't have any of the svaras before, because all the svaras before were based on the idea that you know, the bosa oif, he's not going to stoke it, he might burn it, and so on and so forth. Here, this guy's putting it straight on, so he doesn't care. V'afa pishi yischarich, says the Mechaber, he doesn't care. Hilke cheshin on shem yechasa. Avol kushin itzel kemach ben dosoi, but if it's already cooked, kemach ben dosoi, right, kemach ben dosoi means it's already half cooked. Lui cheshin on tilmo asulach sui, we're not worried that maybe he'll come to stoke it. Afilin mubasa shoi, even if it's ox meat, which before we said ox meat is very chomu, because ox meat he might come to stoke it. Shme'achashu roi lachila. Once it's roi lachila, even though it's very lightly roi lachila, it's machem etasoy. No mei chaser afsid. It's not going to be chaser. So we're seeing here a huge chumrah, something which is you don't care to burn it. Then you're never allowed to put it on unless it's cooked before me by doing, because if you don't care that it should be burnt. And that could be relevant again to a barbecue, because barbecues usually, you know, the guy says, I want the black sausage, right? I want the burnt one. That means that guy obviously wants it burnt. So if he's going to make a barbecue on Friday afternoon, right? So we're not assuming that we don't, but if somebody makes a barbecue on Friday afternoon, you're not going to say, he's not going to stoke it because he doesn't want to burn it. This guy wants it burnt, and he wants it, so therefore, whatever he does will be awesome, because we're always worried he's looking over it and he's going to burn it.